Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
In my analysis of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, the papacy and the Gentiles, alias white people, became the primary subject of an intensive and extensive investigation into the murder, genocide, human trafficking, captivity, enslavement, scattering, moral, immoral reproduction, and beguilement of black people. I found the papacy's and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people to be the center, the focal point of the content of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. I found the AVB gives an in-depth, detailed, comprehensive report on the papacy's and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. I found in the AVB a law of judgments rendered against the papacy and the Gentiles for crimes committed against black people. The Gentiles are by the law required to fulfill the law. I found the Gentiles have been given space to repent and amend their ways, but they have not done that. Some things have been left undone. The Gentiles are now required to carry out the remainder of the law. The title of this episode is The Things to Come Are Here. The Bible speaks of things to come. The Authorized Version speaks of things that, before the coming of the God of Israel, were non-existent. The commandment to me, Isaiah 41:23, show the things that are to come. Topping the list of things that have now come is God himself, the Lord God Israel. Now, by the God Israel, the things that were to come have indeed come. I will point out some of those things. Okay, and I begin with God, Isaiah 40, verse 10. Isaiah 40, 10, behold, the Lord God will come. Scripture calls for God. Now, that God has come in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. Psalm 98, 9. Okay. I'm turning to the scriptures to make sure that we see what the Authorized Version has to say. Psalm 98:9. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. So God is called to come, and in his coming, he comes, and a part of his work is that of judging. Okay, Hebrews 10:37. That statement says, Hebrews 10:37 says this, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. And Isaiah 66:15. Isaiah 66:15 says, for behold, the Lord will come. Just those words. Those words have been fulfilled in me. The Lord God has come. He is here on earth at this time. And it is his voice who you hear presently. His voice that you hear presently. Okay, Acts 3:19. The presence of the Lord is called for. Acts 3:19. Okay. 3:19 says, and this is at the end of the verse. It simply says, the presence of the Lord. The Bible calls for God. The Bible calls for the presence of God here on earth. Psalm 68:8. Okay, and that says, again, it is at the last of the verse, the presence of God, the God of Israel. So, God has come, and in that he has come, God is now present on the earth. Those statements have been fulfilled in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. That is very important. The coming of God is, of course, a major issue in the Authorized Version Bible. Okay. And I say this, that the papacy and the Gentiles have deceived many, many people and led them into thinking and believing that a fictitious character, Jesus, is the one the Bible calls to come. But, of course, that is a lie. In the Bible, Jesus is a fictitious character who went about breaking the law. He was a lawbreaker. Therefore, he was a sinner. He committed crimes. He broke laws. Okay, and character was finally caught by the authorities and suffered the penalty of the law. He died. He was put to death for his own sins. But again, Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character, not a real being. Okay, so the Gentiles and the papacy have deceived the world. They have deceived many, many people. The coming of God and the presence of God, and that is, let's see, not just the presence of God, but the God of Israel. The Word of God has given Tommy L. Hart the surname of Israel, okay? Therefore, he is called the God Israel, or the God having the designation of Israel, the God of Israel, okay? All right. We have now the God of Israel. We have the presence of the Lord God Israel. Now, the truth of God is called for in Scripture. Keep in mind, these things that I'll speak of are not found in the Bible. The truth of God, and the truth concerning God is in the Bible. But the truth that comes from God is not in the Bible, but the Bible calls for it. Okay? Now, the Bible calls for the truth of God. Psalm 43, verse 3. And that statement says, O send out thy light and thy truth. Talking to God, talking to me. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Send out thy truth. Okay? Of course, I'm sending my truth out right now. I am right now, presently, I am obeying that scripture, that commandment. I am sending out my truth, sending forth my truth by means of the computer, the internet, blog talk radio. I am obeying that state, that commandment. Psalm 57:3. Okay, it says, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Again, I am sending forth my truth right now. Okay. Truth that comes from God. Things the Bible calls for that are not in the Bible. But God must provide. God provides his truth. And he sends it out. Okay, God's truth is also sent out in his document, the book of the law of God. All things are demonstrated power of God. God's truth is in his book. Okay, God's truth is here on the internet by means of Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Psalm 61, verse 7. Now, you'll see that it is Tommy Hart who is obeying and carrying out these commandments, okay? O Lord, O God, send forth thy truth. God shall send forth his truth. Okay? Tommy Hart does that which the Bible calls upon God to do. Psalm 61:7. Oh, prepare mercy and truth. Prepare mercy and truth. God shall send forth his mercy and truth. O Lord, O God, send forth thy truth. Okay? This statement is a Lord God. The statement in Psalm 57:3 is a statement about what God will do. And the statement that I read in Psalm 43:3 is the commandment to God to send out his truth. Okay? And Psalm 100, verse 5. It says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The truth about the Lord God is real. The truth about him is in the Bible. And the truth that comes from him, he gives out, he sends forth, whether it be by means of the internet or by his books or in other ways as well, through other people. The truth of the Lord endures to all generations. It is the intent of the law that the truth concerning God and the truth that comes from God be forever with us here on earth, that it endures. It endures, okay, to all succeeding generations. The truth of God is not to be forgotten. It is to be done away with. It is to be preserved, remembered, obeyed, honored, etc. The truth of the Lord endures to all generations. This is a wonder. This is a great thing. The Bible has called for the truth that comes from God, and now God has come, and God is doing that which he has been commanded to do in the book of the law, the authorized version Bible. He is sending forth his truth. That is a wonderful thing. Okay? So, we have God that the Bible has called for. The Bible has called for the presence of the Lord, his physical presence here on earth, and the Bible has called for the truth of God here on earth. Things which were non-existent when the authorized version Bible was written, but with God, these things are possible. Not only possible with God, these things are here. These things do appear. Okay, the Word of God. The Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. First Thessalonians 2:13 says, okay, let's see here. I don't want to do like I did the last time. I was looking at the statement and overlooking it at the same time. Okay, First Thessalonians 2:13, it says this, ye received the word of God which ye heard. Okay, just this part. Ye received the word of God. Okay. As it is in truth, the word of God. I remind you that in the Bible, in the Authorized Version Bible, you have the word concerning God and about God, and the word even to God. You have the word in support of God. You have the word in the Bible that upholds God and exalts God and honors God. But only God can give the word that comes from God. Okay? So, now you have in the Bible, by means of Bible content, you have the word concerning God, the word about God, the word that exalts God, the word that honors God, etc. And from God himself, you have the word from God. Okay? Both are the word of God. That word that is in the Bible, the word concerning about God, and you have God's word that comes from him. Just that, God's word that comes from God himself. Okay? Hebrews 4:12. Okay, Hebrews 4:12 says this: the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. A point here, I just want to point out one, two, these four words right here: the word of God. Okay, we have that: the word from God, the word about God. We have that. John 6:29. Okay. John 6:29 says this: this is the work of God. Okay. What is the this that is the work of God? The Bible, as I've been saying, is a work concerning God. It is a work about God. The word of, the work of God, the work concerning God, the work about God. Okay? Now, this work here, Lawmasters, Law of God broadcast, is the work of God. It is the work from God. Okay? In my book, the Book of the Law of God, All Things That Demonstrated Power of God, is the work from God. All right? The episodes, Lawmasters episodes, are works from God, works by God. Okay? All right. So we should have a good understanding of what the Bible is, what it gives to us, presents to us, and what God himself presents to us. God himself presents the word from God, truth from God, the work from God. Okay? And the Bible presents the works, works concerning God, works about God, works having to do with God. Okay? Works that exalt God, works that honor God, etc. So, in this sense here, the Bible is the work about God. It is the work concerned with God, among other things. Okay? The work of God. Matter of fact, these scriptures that I'm giving you, this is the work of God. The scriptures are the work, what? About God, the work concerning God, the work having to do with God. Right? The scriptures that I'm giving you right now in this, that I lay out before you in this episode. the work of God. So we have these things. The world has God. God has come into the world. The world has the presence of God in it. The world now has the truth of God. The world now has the word that has come from God. It has the truth that has come from God. And it has the work. It has works that have come from God. Okay. 1 John 3:10 speaks of a thing that I haven't dealt with in detail, but it doesn't call for much anyway. 1 John 3:10 says this: in this the children of God are manifest. Okay, it is clear the children of God, once you know who God is, then you know who the children of God are. Okay? The biological children of God. So the Bible speaks about, it speaks in reference to the biological children of God. Okay? And these are real beings. The children of God are real. Just like now God is real, so are the children of God real. Real, not imaginary beings. Things, but real, real people, real beings. Okay, God is real. The children of God are real. Okay, the Bible doesn't talk about spiritual children or anything like that. It talks about biological children. Okay, if God has children, then those children are the children of who? Children of God. Things, and of course, when the Authorized Version was, when it came about, when it was published, the children of God were not known, could not be known, because what? God was not known. God was talked about, they knew the characteristics of God, but God had not come and made himself known. Now God has come in answer to Scripture, and he seeks to make himself known, as the law calls for him to do. Seek to make himself known. Okay. 1 Chronicles 2:1 speaks of the testimony of God. 1 Chronicles 2:1. Okay, 1 Chronicles 2:1. I'll read the complete statement. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. Okay, the testimony of God. That's what I point out. The testimony of God. You have that which Scripture testifies of God, and you have the testimony of God himself, the testimony from God himself. Okay? Testimony, any affirmation or declaration. Okay? The testimony of God is real. Psalm 77:14. Psalm 77:14 says this, and it says this to God. It says, thou art the God that doest wonders. The word of God speaking to God himself, saying, thou art the God that doest wonders. That's the testimony of God. That's a declaration. Of God, a declaration concerning God. The Word of God makes clear to God that he is God. In this statement, God, the God that doeth wonders. What are the wonders of God? The wonders of God are his works. His works. Okay? The wonders, a reference to the works of God. Whether it be this program, Law Master's Archives, the book that comes from God, his works, any of his works, any and all of his works, the wonders of God. The wonders of the living God. Must make this clear. The Bible, in speaking of God, is not talking to or about something up in the sky somewhere. Okay. One of the last broadcasts title is God Outperforms. God outperforms and outshines spirit. The things that the Bible calls upon God to do, get this, a spirit cannot do. Very important. Very important. I repeat. The things which the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, calls upon God to do, a spirit cannot do. Okay? One thing. The Bible calls upon God to write a book. A spirit cannot write a book. When the last time you read a book by a spirit? Okay? A spirit cannot write a book. All right, but back to the subject. God, the God that doeth wonders. That statement is said to me. Okay? Why? How do I know it's said to me? Because I do the things that it calls upon God to do. Okay? And because of that, the word of God says to me, thou art the God. Thou art the God that doeth wonders, the wonders that the Bible calls upon God to do. What in this episode it calls upon God to do? It calls upon God to show the things that are to come. Now, the things that I'm showing have come. Before the coming of God, they were to come. Now, they have come. They are here. Okay? So that the things that were to come are now the things that are present. The things that were to come are now the things that are here. They are the things that are present. That's something. That's fulfillment of Scripture. People, fulfillment of Scripture. This is huge. And, you know, there may be some who try to make me think that this is small, that fulfillment of Scripture is a little thing. Fulfillment of Scripture is a great thing. Now, you may not be wise enough to understand that. Fulfillment of Scripture is a great thing. Real big, huge. Okay. All right. Truth of God, the Word of God, the presence of God, the actual coming of God, the work of God, the children of God, the testimony concerning God. Okay. And that testimony that I read, the God that doeth wonders, that's Psalm 77:14. We also have a word of testimony coming or found in set in 1 Chronicles 17:26. Okay, 1 Chronicles 17:26. These words, and now, Lord, the word of God. Still talking to the Lord God, or the word of God talking to me, continuing to talk to me. And now, Lord, thou art. not later on, not if the people approve of it, but now, Lord, thou art God. The scripture doesn't leave anything concerning the establishment and the naming of God to man. The scripture takes care of it. It's all taken care of in the scriptures. And now, Lord, thou art God. The first statement says what? To God, to me, it said, thou art the God that doest wonders. Okay? Letting me know that you are God. Okay, and this statement says, adds to that, saying, now, Lord, thou art God. Not only is your, not only am I God, but I am Lord. Okay? Now, not tomorrow, not soon, not sometime in the future, but now, right now. Okay? Again, this is a testimony to God. This is a declaration of God to God. And now, Lord, thou art God. And the declaration that I read in Psalm 77:14, thou art the God that doest wonders. Okay, so I am the God, scripture says, I am, and I am the Lord. Okay. 1 Chronicles 17:24, same chapter. Listen. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. He is Lord. He is Lord of hosts. And that the Lord of hosts is who? The God. Having the designation of Israel. The God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. So, God, scripture says to God, the God that doeth wonders, thou, Lord, art God now. And it says to the people, to the world, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. It announces to the world, the Lord of hosts. And who is the Lord of hosts? The God having a designation of Israel. Scripture has given me the surname of Israel. The God having the designation, our name, our title of Israel. Nehemiah 9:6. Says, to me now, again to me, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. There's another testimony to God. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Just that, just those words, that's the testimony to God. The testimony of God coming from the word of God. Okay? All right. So these things were not present during the time of the writing of the Authorized Version Bible, but they are called for. God, the presence of God, the God of Israel, the truth of God, the work of God, the word of God, the testimony of God, the children of God. But these things are present now. These things, by God, are here. The presence of God, God Himself. The truth of God, the word of God, the work of God, the children of God, testimony of God. And now we come to the gospel of God, 2 Corinthians 11:7. Okay. Second Corinthians 11:7 says, because I have preached to you the gospel of God, just those words, the gospel of God, the truth of God. That's what we mean when I say, that's what I mean when I say or speak about gospel, the truth of a thing, the truth, that which is true, the gospel of God. What is the gospel of God? The gospel of God is that the Bible calls for God. It has called for God to come. And that he who does the work of God is God. He who does the things the Bible assigns to God is God. Okay? God is known by his works. Not just any works, but by the works that the Bible ascribes to him. The works the Bible says he will do. And these are the signs of God. The signs. How do we know who God is? Well, the Bible gives signs. Here are things whereby you will know that the living God is among you. He will do this. 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 He will make this known. Signs of God. Things telling, Bible statements telling what he will do. So you can know him when he comes forth and makes himself known. So you can know him. Infallible proofs, the Bible calls these things, these signs, infallible signs, not capable of making a mistake, not capable of missing the mark. Okay? But hitting head on, being precise, definite. Okay? Infallible signs of God. Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. That means Tommy L. Hart, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, meets the requirements for God. The requirements for God are set in the signs of God that are found in the Bible. As I said, things the Bible says he will do. So the Bible makes it easy for the people to know God because it tells them what he will do. And guess what? God does those things that the Bible says he will do. Therefore, he who does the work of God is God. Okay, and there is just one God. The gospel of God. That's the gospel of God. He who does the work of God is God. And the word of God has already declared Tommy Lorenzo Hart to be God on the basis of his works. Okay? Psalm 68:20. Says this, He that is our God is the God of salvation. Okay, the God of salvation has come. Psalm 96:2. And you are given something to do here. You are told, sing to the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. The salvation of God is at hand. Another thing the Bible has called for, and Tommy L. Hart has come up with, has presented, has, fulfilled. The salvation of God. I have made salvation possible. I have been teaching on the salvation of God here lately. The messages on faith, episodes dealing with faith, Christianity, and all. Okay? And saying, depart from the immoral, unsound, evil, false teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living being. I have made known the false faith. I have made known the judgment against Christianity. Okay? And I have called upon the people to be mindful of the words of Scripture that says, many shall depart from the faith. And that is a positive statement, not a negative. The faith being the unsound, immoral, substandard faith having to do with Jesus as Lord and Savior. The Gentiles and papacy have beguiled the world, beguiled black people, fooled black people, tricked black people into believing something that is not real. That's very bad. What do black people believe that is not real? They believe Jesus is a real personality, a real being. And he's not. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as I said earlier, Jesus is a fictitious character. Not real at all. And not to be taken. It is not the intent of Scripture that Jesus be taken as a real character. Okay? But that's not my teaching for tonight, so I'm not going to dwell on that. Okay? You can go back and find out all this knowledge by listening to the Lawmaster episodes, okay? A treasure trove of knowledge and information in the episodes of Lawmaster. Take advantage of them. Learn the information because it's bad to be deceived. Very bad. It's bad for a whole race of people to be deceived. Very bad. In that they believe something is true when it is wholly false, fictitious, not real. Now, black people are not the only people who believe that Jesus is real and that Jesus is their Lord and Savior and that Jesus is coming back in an event some refer to as the rapture and all. Black people are not the only ones who believe that. There are others. Okay? But that's bad, as I said. And let's move on. Okay. Show forth the salvation of God. You depart from the faith as the Bible commands you. Do good, depart from the faith, and turn to God. It's not enough to just depart from Christianity. Christianity is found to be evil, okay? not good at all. It was the Christian people who invaded the land of black people and conquered black people and enslaved black people and slaughtered and murdered black people did all kinds of evil against black people. It was the Christians who did that. The Christians were Gentiles. The Gentiles were Christians. Okay? Okay? Their whole religion is evil. And you, and the Bible commands you to depart from it. Depart from Christianity. You have believed in vain. And speaking of the salvation of God, I turn to 1 Corinthians 15. It says this, 1 Corinthians 15:2, in talking to you, the people, you have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, 17 says this, your faith is vain. If your faith is that of Jesus Christ, if your faith is in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and all, etc., your faith is vain. You have believed in vain. That's the judgment. Okay? That's the judgment. That's the rendering. Your faith is vain. You have believed in vain. Yes, you and your mama too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your daddy also. Mm-hmm. All of them. You have believed in vain. People, that's really something. To find out you have believed in vain. But I'd rather know that I have believed in vain so I can make the change, rather than remain ignorant, stupid, dumb, and what? Deceived. There is no glory in being deceived. Because those who are not deceived laugh at you. Well, you know, you wonder even just throw it out there. They laugh at you, you know, and say you believe anything. You know what? If you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you believe Jesus to be a real entity, you may as well believe in Spider-Man. You may as well believe in Superman. You know, fictitious characters, because that's all Jesus is in the Bible, a fictitious character. Believe in Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying? That's right. If you believe in Jesus, you might as well believe in Supergirl, Superboy, Superman, Spider-Man, you know, Mighty Mouse. Yeah, you might as well believe in Mighty Mouse. Okay. But you are instructed to depart from the fictitious belief concerning Jesus. Depart from the Christian religion, Christianity. Turn to the living God, whose voice you now hear, and in Psalm 96:2, show forth his salvation. Tell of his salvation. Tell of his wondrous works, the Lord's wondrous works. Tommy Hart's wondrous works. I want to make this clear. I don't have time to play. You must know who the Bible speaks of when it speaks of the Lord of God, when it speaks of God. You know? It's time that we get the truth. It's time that we get the truth and come out of our state or condition of beguilement. Come out of our state of delusion. Delusion, people. Deceived. Deceived. It's time to come out of it. It's time to depart from the immoral, unsound, substandard faith concerning Christ Jesus. I turn to God, the living God, whose voice you now hear, and lead and direct your family members, your children, etc., to do the same thing. Get them to hear the episodes, Lawmaster's episodes, listen together to the episodes. Have a family meeting when it's time for the episodes, when it's time for Lawmaster. Or set up a time where you listen to an episode, maybe, you know, once, twice a week with your family members or friends or family members and friends, you know. It's time to get real. It's time to get real. It's time to let the false go and get real, take hold of the real, that which is real. The Lord God Israel is real. Tommy Hart is real. Okay? His works are real. The works of God are real. The works of Tommy Hart are real. It's time we get the truth. Let's get it right this time. It's incumbent upon us to do the right thing now. Not be irresponsible and put it off. Not say, I am too old to turn around, gone too far to turn around now. Or not say, I'm too young. No, no, no. Now is the time. If you care anything at all for yourself, you go to church just to hear a preacher lie to you. That's what happens at church. The minister lies to you. He has you thinking God has called him. God has not called him or her. And he certainly does not give you the truth of Bible content. Because if he did, he'd tell you that Christianity is banned by law. And it should no longer be in existence. He would tell you that the teaching and preaching of Christ Jesus is illegal. Is illegal, simple as that. Yes, they still do it, but it's still illegal. Okay? He would tell you that. He would tell you that Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. But he doesn't tell you that. Your preacher lies to you. You go to church, your mama goes to church just to hear lies. Christianity has a bad name. Remember this, it was the Christians who, what? Conquered and enslaved black people and took everything from them. Scattered black people abroad, leaving them homeless. Homeless, and then wrote on paper that they are citizens of this country and that country. Okay. All right. So, you have a work to do. Work with God. Work with God. So, in this episode, I have presented to you things which the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, calls for that were not present or not existing at the time of the writing of the Authorized Version Bible, but are now existing. That's really something that's big. So in this episode, you see that it is Tommy Hart, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, who provides the things which the Authorized Version demands of God. You see that the things spoken of but not existent in the AVB are provided by Mr. Hart. You see that Mr. Hart does the work assigned to God. You see that Mr. Hart does that which a spirit cannot do. A spirit cannot write a book. A spirit cannot provide truth of God. A spirit cannot, let's go back and see. A spirit cannot bear children or produce children. A spirit cannot do the work of God. A spirit cannot speak the word of God or give the word of God. A spirit cannot produce the truth of God. A spirit cannot present itself to you in physical form. Okay. And you see that Mr. Hart does that which a spirit cannot do. You see that Mr. Hart is the God. He is the God who the Word of God has surnamed Israel. Have you departed from the Christian faith yet? What are you waiting on? Have you told your parents, have you told others that you have departed from the faith? Let them know, and let them know that they need to depart from the faith too, and tell them why. You should know why. You should be able to tell them why. Okay? Have you told your friends, your family members about the Lord God Israel, that God is here in Tommy Lorenzo Hart? Have you told them? Have you told them that you believe the Lord God Israel? Have you told them that you believe Mr. Hart? You believe his teaching? Until the next time.